According to the Waukene Police Department Chief Michael Romero, on Saturday, the Waukene Police Department, while working traffic, stopped a vehicle who did not stop for a stop sign. Police then learned that the vehicle was stolen out of Wisconsin, and the Trigo County Sheriff's Office responded to back up police, as well as another member from the Waukene Police Department. Information from the Wisconsin Sheriff's Office was that the person driving the vehicle could be armed with a handgun. However, the subject was taken into custody with no incident. The subject was identified and found out to be a juvenile that was wanted out of Wisconsin in connection with the double homicide. The juvenile did have items in the vehicle that were consistent with the information that police had received from the Wisconsin Sheriff's Office. All evidence was recovered by the Waukene Police Department and is being held for the Wisconsin Sheriff's Office. The subject is being held in a juvenile detention center and is awaiting extradition. The state of Kansas has ended February 2025 with total tax collections at $548.2 million, which is $121.9 million above the estimate, and total tax collections are up 5.1% from February 2024. Governor Kelly said that while Kansas's tax collections in February highlight the strength of Kansas's economy, they must continue to exercise caution and uphold fiscal responsibility to ensure long-term financial stability and prosperity for all Kansans. Individual income tax collections were $239.4 million. That's $149.4 million above the estimate and up 37.9% from February 2024. Corporate income tax collections were $16.3 million. That's $3.7 million below the estimate and down 22.8% from February of last year. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $247.1 million, which is $1.1 million above the estimate and down $5.5 million from February 2024. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas, Deb Fischer of Nebraska, and Tammy Duckworth of Illinois reintroduced the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act of 2025 to allow the year-round nationwide sale of E15. The senators were also joined by 13 other senators, including Roger Marshall of Kansas and Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, and U.S. Representatives Adrian Smith of Nebraska and Angie Craig of Minnesota, who introduced companion legislation in the House. Senator Moran said diversifying the energy market, particularly the fuel supply, is beneficial for our country, and by allowing E15 to be sold year-round, it will provide farmers and ethanol producers with new markets to sell biofuels made from corn and sorghum while providing consumers with more options at the pump. The legislation is also supported by the American Petroleum Institute, the Renewable Fuels Association, Growth Energy, the National Corn Growers Association, the National Farmers Union, and the National Association of Convenience Stores. The Kansas Department for Children and Families announced that the 2025 application period for Sunbucks is now open, and Sunbucks, previously called Summer EBT in Kansas, is a federal program administered by the Department for Children and Families that provides a one-time benefit of $120 per year for each eligible school-aged child to help offset the cost of groceries over the summer. Many families will automatically get the Sunbucks benefit without needing to apply. Sunbucks benefits will be added to an existing household Kansas benefits card, also known as an EBT card, or loaded onto a Kansas benefits card and mailed to their home in April. If a household did not receive a letter from the DCF in January regarding Sunbucks eligibility and they believe their child is eligible, they will need to apply. Sunbucks applications will be accepted now through 5 p.m. on Friday, August 29th, and families will need to use their existing Department for Children and Families Social Service account or create an account to apply through the Department for Children and Families online self-service portal at dcfapp.kees.ks.gov, and the benefits will be issued beginning in April 2025. In 2024, the Sunbucks program provided more than $15 million in benefits to 127,202 Kansas children. And to learn more about Sunbucks and eligibility, you can visit sunbucks.dcf.ks.gov.